Tallahassee business leaders got a recent glimpse of what lawmakers face if they don't come up with a workers' comp fix. During a legislative briefing, Florida Chamber of Commerce lead lobbyist David Hart previewed an attack ad already parked on the chamber's website.
Looking for a payday? Billboard trial lawyers have finagled more money out of workers' comp cases. So the cost of workers' comp insurance has gone up nearly $1.5 billion, with more increases on the way. That money comes from you.
The rate increase has its roots in Supreme Court rulings known as Westfall and Castellanos. Florida justices struck down limits on disability payments and, more significantly, a cap on attorney fees. Those changes were made in 2003. Hart says workers' comp is a top chamber priority this year, but he says the legislature has never been able to fix such a complex system without calling a special session.
I hope that history won't repeat itself this time, because if they don't fix it this session, the 14.5% increase, which became effective December 1, will keep hitting you and every other employer.
Lawmakers labeled the 2003 changes reforms, and from the employer standpoint, they worked. Cumulatively, rates fell 60%. But employee groups say the system routinely denies benefits, and when it does, fee caps make it all but impossible to find an attorney. Justices noted the attorney in the Castellanos case was paid the equivalent of $1.53 an hour. Florida AFL-CIO spokesman Rich Templin charges that insurance companies and their rating service, NCCI, manufactured a crisis 13 years ago to increase profits.
And then the solution to that crisis was all aimed at denying workers benefits, denying them access to the courts, denying them the ability for retraining programs if they're injured on the job and have to switch careers. It was all aimed at hurting workers.
The insurance industry and business groups dispute that. They say everyone loses if an injured worker can't do the job. AIF chief lobbyist Brewster Beavis says a law making injured workers responsible for attorneys' fees would lower rates.
We believe that putting more money into the pockets of the claimants, these injured workers, and letting them pay their attorneys is the best way to drive down those costs, this cost increase that we're seeing.
But lead Senate negotiator Rob Bradley, a Fleming Island Republican, is tamping down expectations. He says the Senate has no interest in cutting benefits, and a rate decrease is too much to ask. His goal is rate stabilization.
I think that the idea of rates going lower at this point in time is not particularly achievable, and people that say it is are not being realistic and fair.
For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.